right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet still live from the lair. And today we're covering a subject here that is near and dear to my heart. Now, I'm 57 years old.
Fuck, you're old.
Basically, two pregnant nipples and a dickhead away from 60. Last year, I was just a hairy scrotum away from 60, but, you know, that's just the way it is. So I've been around the block, and I've seen some shit. You know, I've been all over the world, served through three wars, fought as a professional fighter, you know, worked in business, and I've seen a lot of stuff. And I remember the way it was when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I would say that was pretty much the end of the way it should be. Meaning, back when the Constitution applied to everyone and not just the cult of the cunt. We'll get to that.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
All right, so behind me, on my right, your left, are the milestones that you used to go through for a man during his lifetime.
You may be a gigantic machine of mass destruction, but I am a man! Ow! Son of a bitch, that hurt!
You know, we automatically start off here with learning a trade. We're assuming you went through all of the craziness between 0 and 12th grade. You know, all of the bullying, the picking on, the craziness, the abuse, whatever. Life sucks. That's just the way it is. Okay, so you make it to learning a trade. And back in the day, most of the time, you became an apprentice, went to a trade school, and if you went to college, it was usually for a different type of profession, but that's the way it was geared. All right. And then you took some time to perfect that trade. Usually it's anywhere between 2 and 7 years in the trades, and then you get, topped out on pay and you get on with your life. Then back in the day, everyone assumed that you get married and have kids, and this was basically the safety net that made you a man. It was the rite of passage back in the day.
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the point?
You know, you were a man and a lot of things came with being a man. All right? After you had kids and got married, you became a member of your local community. And as time progressed, aged and you gathered more wealth, land, titles, what have you, if you're back in the UK, but we're not talking about that. Fuck those guys.
I think I can smell shite.
Sorry for the fans out there, but your country's going to shit and ours is following right behind you. You also gain experience, which you would use to barter or maneuver to get yet more status and wealth. And then you got wisdom along with that. As you age, back in the day, you acquired wisdom, which is different than intelligence. It's more of it's hard to explain. It's a deeper version of intelligence, but you don't really have to think about it. You just know, because that's the way wisdom works. All right. You regain acceptance. As you got older, a lot of guys moved into government or got into positions on boards or whatever, where they made decisions in regards to the community. Okay. That came with status. And with status became respect and adoration. There's all kinds of guys in history, by the time they went to the big dirt nap, had all kinds of respect and adoration. Now, after roughly 1978, when no-fault divorce was basically ratified across the entire country, minus a couple stragglers, and we started electing bitchocrats into the government, the Constitution was basically changed in front of our eyes very slowly, like a boiling frog, to the Constitution. Where today, being a man, especially a white man, you are the villain and you are hated to the core.
Now that's some pure deep bullshit.
Doesn't matter what you do for the country, doesn't matter what you do for the community, you're a piece of shit and you're hated. And they still want us to participate in said civilization, which is broken, in my opinion, the social contract between men and women. So here we have current day, which is on my left, your right. All right. The way it is the Constitution. It's up there on the board, so it's got to be true. All right. And today you go to college. Usually when you get out of college, you owe anywhere between $21,000 and $35,000 in student debt. Thus, you're starting your adult life with a handicap. You have the guys who go into the trades, which they have less of a handicap. But the thing is, people who work in the trades, because of the Constitution and cult of the cunt, they think you're a broke, dusty, raggedy man. Okay, they can keep thinking that. Don't care. Next, you perfect your trade or career. And if you went to college, perfecting your career means paying off that student debt and getting a position where you can get married. But in today's day and age, if you get married, the mirage, you are considered a fool because it is a one-sided bargain for the cult of the cunt and the government. All right. You have kids, which are weaponized against you. It's an incredibly evil system, which weaponizes your children and the love you have for said children to turn you into a wage slave at behest of the state. And if you do not participate, you go to prison. All of these laws in divorce court were passed by the cult of the cunt and the men who went along with the cult of the cunt because they vote in one huge block.
Sheer fucking hubris.
Next, you get divorced. Because that happens pretty much all the time now. it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, you can be married for 30 years. Women are still thinking there's a better deal out there and walking away from a very good situation or marriage or whatever they want to call it and totaling their lives. No! Your wealth. It's taken in the form of alimony, child support, medical care, dental, and in some states, they force you to pay for your kids' college, which is radically expensive and, again, a byproduct of cult of the cunt. All right. Your experience is handicapped because, unlike here, where your experience, you worked, you focused on your family, the experience you have here is handicapped because you have a thing called lack of time. As a divorced man, it's going to take you an additional 6 to 8 hours just to break even so you continue to have a roof over your head and not be homeless like I was for a little while. All right? You gain a wisdom, but it's a different type of wisdom. It's a wisdom born of pain. Because once they weaponize your children against you, you get what's called the wound that never heals. And that pain will drag you to very deep depths of despair. And that's where I come in. It's my job to turn you around so you don't continue down the rabbit hole of doom or death and get you to get back into the fight.
Win.
Once you get that deep wisdom and they take your kids away and they weaponize your love against you to turn you into a slave, this is what you become. Your acceptance in said culture, civilization, the West, totally gone. It's evaporated. Your status, you're a broke, dusty, raggedy man. That's gone as well. Respect, you can forget about that. You know, it is what it is. Because one, you're a man. If you're a white man, it's even worse. And if you're a divorced man or white man, you're done. Adoration, completely gone. That's just the way it is. You can work your ass off and it means absolutely nothing. And slavery. Because guess what? When they take half your check and then they say either pay up or go to jail, you're a slave. Especially if they're making you pay for a kid that's not yours, proven by DNA, which happens all the time in all 50 states. All right, so what is the reward here? You become invisible. You are a non-person. Yeah, you heard me. A non-person. Now you're like, oh, Bob, my God, this is terrible. Today sucks. Yes, it does. But you don't have to play by these rules. All right? You just go back to the old model right here, right? And all you really have to cut out is getting married and having kids. Because guess what? That's the kryptonite that is enslaving the men of today. I know it sucks. There's a lot of guys out there like, well, I want to get married and I want to have kids. I was the same way. Listen, I truly was. But I'm now talking to you from the benefit of the wisdom of pain. Listen, you can still do all of this shit as long as you don't get married. And people will say, like the Daily Wire and their crew of idiots that, you know, will say, well, you're not a real man until you get married and have a family. Well, that's true back in the day, because as a married man with a family, your priority went to your kids and family. In the new world, your priority is going to the state. Plain and simple. So, gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you in simple terms, and I'm breaking it down into a military-style briefing on a whiteboard, is marriage is a fool's errand. Don't do it. You will wind up regretting it for the rest of your life, however long that shall be. And I hope it is a long one. All right? Now, please, take it with a grain of salt. You know, it is what it is. People will argue against what I'm saying here and tell me how wrong I am. But please, cough up the studies. Cough up the statistics to argue me. Argue with me rationally. You can't. That's why you're going to fall back on your typical verbal attacks and emotional bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. You're getting the truth here at Redonkulous. You guys take it easy. From the echo chambers where no one